The World Tomorrow. Garner Ted Armstrong brings you the plain truth about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
And greetings, friends around the world. The most popular disease in the world, perhaps the easiest one to catch, is anti-Americanism. Wherever you go, you see that. It seems people in the world resent the United States as leader, and now we see in the Greek Cypriot situation, resentment of the United States for not being the leader. Millions upon millions of people look to the United States for a leadership and a power that the United States clearly does not have, or at least is unwilling to exercise. Maybe there will be a lot of other outbursts of anti-Americanism around the world. There have been in past times, but there is a subtle change in some of the anti-Americanism of our day. Well, the communists have been sawing away on the same old song for decades now about the corrupt decadence of the Western system of free enterprise and capitalism, talking about our alcoholism, our disruption of homes and families, our high crime rate, all the other problems which are true, which are real, which we have, and showing that the United States is a corrupt society. Now, that kind of anti-Americanism is not quite so extant. It isn't even directed necessarily against America as a multinational corporation finding its way, octopus-like, deep inside the industrial capacity of one nation after another, a la the book by John Servan Schreiber, American Challenge, for example, inside the common market of American multinationals, getting inside the common market to effectively create a challenge for some of the big businesses of Europe. It's not even necessarily the CIA or suspected American interference in the internal...